Michelle Diener, Offerman Woodshop. Hometown, Santa Fe, New Mexico. Favorite tooth, left canine, also known as Sharky. Fave Offerman, Rick Offerman, very wise in the ways of Tasmanian history. Spirit animal, Zozobra. New fave wood, Tasmanian myrtle. Fave tool, Lee Nielsen number 102 low angle block plane. Preferred lunch, anything green or fermented, exclamation point. Favorite monotreme, platypus. In the summer of 2011, I had been skipping about in the environs of Santa Rosa, California, collecting slabs of fallen redwood, walnut, and maple trees from some of my dealers when my Ford F-250 and I arrived at a parking lot in the Cotati region. This was the prearranged drop zone for one R.H. Lee, without whom I could hardly be expected to lift the heavier of my new stump purchases. Her deliverance was masterfully executed by a couple of attractive but slightly underfed nature lovers on their way south from the fantasy camp known as the College of the Redwoods Woodworking Program in Fort Bragg, California. I was as relieved to be reacquainted with Lee, my team captain, as I was charmed to meet Michelle and her estimable fellow, Ronnie, laden down with backpacks, camping gear, and a thermos of tea. We hit it off rather readily, but the cards were certainly stacked in our favor. Anytime you can make new friends by admiring the figure and growth ring count in what anyone else would see as a pile of firewood in the back of a pickup truck, you know you're meeting the right people. Little did I then know just how right, as Michelle would go on to become an absolute star at Offerman Woodshop, one to whom I often refer as our Han Solo. For those of you youngsters who may be listening to this, to refer to a person as the pilot of the Millennium Falcon is the highest of compliments, though perhaps somewhat archaic. Not only was Michelle the woodworker in our fold with the most actual training, she also was the most dependable wellspring of explosive mirth. Her not-quiet laugh could be heard for a radius of 3 city blocks, and it was always an unexpected source of delight. She would pause in the middle of chopping the most delicate dovetails to cackle at some hijinks that Maddie was getting up to with one of his puppets or dance moves. And if those attributes weren't enough, her trusty sidekick, Ronnie the Aussie, was ever about, designing our website, revamping our sound system, or sanding meat paddles until the cows came home. The pair were deeply intrinsic to the lifeblood of the shop, and an important source of both mirth and productivity, not to mention sauerkraut and lentils. That is why we were heartbroken when they moved to Tasmania in 2015, to pursue further woodworking opportunities, and also to start up a concern of pickling products and education in the art of fermentation. Thanks to modern communications, we're still very much together, despite being at opposite ends of the globe. You can see more of Michelle's work at michelledeaner.com and get a load of their kimchi at southernwild.com.au.